Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Well, I figured eventually we'd hear from James Cameron about this submersible tragedy. What do you have to say, Dean?
Well, he's doing several rounds of interviews and really not holding back, saying that the moment that he heard that they had lost contact with the submersible, he knew that there was probably an implosion. I mean, aside from being a master filmmaker, he is quite the expert on deep sea exploration. He's been down to the remains of the Titanic 33 different times, so he knows a little something about this. He said that he was struck by the similarity of the actual Titanic disaster to this particular disaster, where the captain was repeatedly warned about the dangers of continuing and pretty much ignoring, going full steam ahead, originally into the field of ice and now to these, very dangerous situations that the submersible went into. He's essentially blaming the OceanGate CEO, Stockton Rush, who lost his life during this, who piloted the submersible. But he's saying that there have been repeated warnings that people who are in this field, a very small group of people who are in this field, had very serious concerns about the safety of all of this that, in James Cameron's estimation, were pretty much ignored. So, I'm sure he's going to get a lot of blowback on this, blaming somebody who actually lost his life on this, but he's saying what he feels.
We're hearing a lot about the safety concerns, and we will continue to do so, I'm sure. Well, this is an alert for Star Wars fans. Tell us about the big auction.
Well, there's an auction. Apparently, the last remaining piece of wardrobe that Carrie Fisher wore in the original Star Wars movie, which is called A New Hope. It's episode 4. It is the screen-matched ceremonial dress, the white ceremonial dress that Princess Leia wore in the movie. Next Wednesday, it will go into an online auction at propstoreauction.com in case anyone is interested in participating in this. This is the gown that Carrie Fisher wore in the final scene in the throne room, where she bestowed Luke Skywalker and Han Solo medals of honor. The opening bid on this dress at the moment, $750,000. They're expecting it to fetch $2 million.
I'm not surprised.
For this one dress.
Unbelievable.
My mom threw away all my Star Wars stuff.
Hey, talk about unbelievable. I saw this headline, and I'm thinking, this cannot be true. Maury Povich selling at-home paternity tests?
What's so unusual about that? I can't believe it's taken this long, to be honest. Maury Povich, on his show over the years, with the famous results of a paternity test, you are the father, you are not the father.
Wow.
Now selling Maury Povich DNA paternity tests that you can do yourself at home. He is calling it The Results Are In. It's a testing kit that includes materials and instructions on how to take a DNA sample, send them to the lab at their DNA diagnostic center, and find out whether or not you are, or 2 to 3 days, 99.9% accuracy, all confidential. You can get your own results now. I don't think Maury's on the air anymore, right?
No, the show's off. Yeah, remember when he anchored news here, Channel 5, for
a
while?
Yes, he did. Yes.
That's official. It's the end of civilization as we know it. And good weather for Chicago's naked bike ride, isn't it?
Yes, thank goodness. looks like the rain's going to hold off for the big event that is going to take place. I was at a friend's house who happened to have a condo right off of Michigan Avenue, I don't know, 3-5 years ago, something like that. We're, you know, sitting around watching whatever we were watching on TV. And, you know, somebody looked out the window and said, there are naked people on bicycles coming up and down Michigan Avenue right now. And I took some video, of course, because, you know, that's what we trained journalists do.
Yeah.
Learned about it later, and it is it's called the World Naked Bike Ride. They have them in major cities all over the world, and it is an international clothing optional bike ride in which participants plan, meet, and ride together on human powered transport, bicycles, skateboards, rollerblades, etc., to deliver a vision of a cleaner, safer, body-positive world.
Oh, is that why it's done?
Yeah. And okay. As usual, Bob, you'll remember this from being in the Showcase studio window on Michigan Avenue over at Tribune Tower for all those years. The people that came up and, you know, like put their butts up against the window thinking they were the first ones ever to do that, they were never the people whose butts you wanted to see.
Of course not.
It was just never worked. And pretty much that's the case with this bike ride also. Now, if I imagine a lot of our WTG listeners would like to participate in this.
Sure.
I can't give you any information on it. It's like a secret location where it starts. You have to go on their website, chicagonakedride.org, and then they notify you where you're supposed to meet with your bike.
And I think it's up north, like on Bryn Mawr or something. But you know what? The city's official tourism site, Choose Chicago, is promoting it. So it's it's a legit thing.
It's a legit deal. It's going to be tomorrow, Saturday, between 6 and 7:45. It says rain or shine, be prepared. What else are they saying? There will be lawyers on hand. The National Lawyers Guild will be there in case there's any trouble.
Somebody suing the manufacturer of a bicycle seat because of a problem, perhaps.
You know what? Even with clothing on and padding, a bicycle seat is not the most comfortable thing for most adults to sit on. But I can only imagine when you have nothing to protect yourself back there.
Anything else to do this weekend on your list?
Fortunately, there are, and most of them you are required to wear clothing to all of these things. How about Morgan Wallen, the country superstar? He was sold out Wrigley Field last night, and he'll probably do it again tonight. Stevie Nicks is at the United Center for tonight. It's a big 90s music fest at the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park. TLC, En Vogue, Shaggy, and Sean Kingston all performing. They have this huge summer smash festival, it's called, at the SeatGeek Stadium in Bridgeview. Starts today, goes through Sunday with Kid Cudi and Future and lots of artists all performing. The music of Saweetie and Zedd is part of the Pride in the Park Festival that's going on in Grant Park this weekend up at Ravinia. Charlie Puth is performing there tomorrow, and the Mexican pop duo Jesse and Joy will be there on Sunday. If you're an old-school metalhead, Queensryche playing the Arcata Theater in St. Charles tomorrow. Sunday, the classic rockers Vanilla Fudge will keep you hanging on for that. The bassist for the group Fish is at Thalia Hall through Sunday, Mike Gordon. It's the final weekend for West Side Story at the Lyric Opera in downtown Chicago. Amazing, amazing production. Hadestown is at the CIBC Theater through the weekend. There's a free show of the world-famous Joffrey Ballet Sunday in Millennium Park for some comedy. Colin Jost, who does the weekend update, Mr. Scarlett Johansson, is at the Chicago Theater all weekend. Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is at the Park West through Saturday. At the Improv, it's comedian Harlan Williams. WGN's own Pat Tomasulo He's playing Zanies in Rosemont tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock. And, of course, we've got the big Pride Parade that's going on Sunday. WGN Radio has a float in the parade. And I understand that Steve Grzanich is going to be on the float, and Lisa Dent and Brendan Rook, who is John Landecker's producer, and Catherine Lake, among the big celebrities who will be on the WGN float. Over on the WGN TV float, I'll be over there with one Mr. Tom Skilling and one Mr. Bozo the Clown. And as I say every year, try to tell us apart. We're practically triplets. Who else is going to be there? Annabella Val and Sean Lewis and Mike Lowe, among many others who will be joining us. It's always a great time. Hopefully the rain's going to hold off for that, so we can get that in on Sunday.
All right. Well, leave us with your 60 seconds as far as any movies in the theaters to watch.
Yeah, the new Wes Anderson movie is called Asteroid City, and I really liked it. It's quirky. It's weird. It's funny. It's sweet. It's nostalgic. It's gorgeous to look at. I gave it a Dean's List B. Star-studded, too. Nothing but stars all over the place with this. And also Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence has a new movie called No Hard Feelings, in which she's a 30-year-old who's being paid by rich parents for her to date their introverted 19-year-old son. Kind of a coming-of-age, opposites attract. It's a little bit of a gross-out comedy. I know that going in. It's rated R, and that one gets a Dean's List C+.
Have fun on the float. It's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, I'm going to be fully clothed for the whole thing. In fact, I may wear a winter coat.
If you get cold, you can borrow Bozo's shoes.
Yeah, I dress in layers always.
Dean will be on WGN Radio Sunday morning, and have a good one.
All right.
Talk
have a good
to
weekend,
here Monday.
Bob. See you.